Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. Are you ready for another bold, bright, and sparkling new episode of Hey, It's Okay? I know I am. I'm your host. I'm Jo Elvin. We have a phenomenal show to you today. We have Queen of the Jungle here. Nay, Queen of, I'm just going to call it, Queen of All Life, Scarlett Moffat, is joining us in the pod cupboard. She's here to lay down the rules on all sorts of things, from slogan T-shirts to bras. I know I'm invested already, so stay tuned. We're going to talk about all sorts of things today. I have our gorgeous content editor, Leanne Bailey, with us.
Hello.
Daily Bailey, as she's known in the glamour office.
I like that. Hello.
Hello. And, oh my God, it's only bloody Scarlett Moffat. We are so excited.
Oh, thank you. You're too kind, honestly.
That's true. It's been said before. How are you? Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having us here.
You know, Scarlett, this is why you're such a star and why you were, you know, the breakout star of Gogglebox. You've been here, what, 10 minutes? I feel like I've known you about 2 hours.
Oh, thank you.
We're all best friends. I'm going to pat your hair after this, honestly.
Oh, thank you.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's going really good. Like, this year has just been a whirlwind. I mean,
whirlwind.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get my head around it. Like, every day has just been a bit crazy, but I'm trying to embrace it because, I mean, this time last year, I was still in my 9-to-5 disability advisor job.
Oh, my God.
So this is just all a bit. It's all a bit crazy.
And what do you miss about that job?
Structure.
Really?
I think so, because I used to get a bit, because obviously I like helping people. That sounds very cliche, but I do, which is why I did that job. And I thought, oh, am I actually changing anything by being on the TV? But then I get lovely tweets and Insta and letters off people, you know, where they've said, oh, I've had a really rubbish day. And then for the hour that I watched the show, like, I forgot all about it, and I'm like, oh, well, I am making a bit of a difference, just not directly.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm sure you've heard this before. I think it took me about 6 months to convince my husband to watch Gogglebox.
Yeah.
He was that sort of like, I am not watching people watch television. Who do you think I am? He's from the north, but I've just sort of like made him all posh for a second. And he's now the biggest advocate. And, you know, he misses you. We all do.
Oh, thank you. To be honest, I was exactly the same, because we got onto Gogglebox completely by accident. We were doing my mate a favour by doing an audition. And, like, obviously when they came back and said, we want you on the show, we were like, hang on, it's people watching TV. And then my dad was like, oh, what's the worst that can happen? And then here I am with you, lovely lot.
I know. And what a whirlwind it's been. And now you have a book out.
I know.
My life story.
Which you was... said it really northern there. Yeah. Well, I like that.
Well, it's also Northern Australian. It's a bit of a hybrid. And also, you know, that was going to be my title for me life story. So cheers for that. So I'll have to go with my original, I hate everyone except you.
Oh, I prefer that one. Yeah. Is it too late to
change? You go. You see, you jumped the gun by stealing my title. And now I've got the better one. But tell us all about it.
So obviously, I mean, I'm nearly 27. So,
well, that's it. That's your life over.
Well, exactly. No, but it's just sort of, because I know a lot of people will be like, oh, well, how has she wrote a biography when she's only this young? But actually, like, so much has happened, and it's not like the average sort of 27-year-old book where it's about, like, sex cells and all that. It's just like a funny book that I hope that people can relate to and understand me a little bit more, and obviously the jungles in there and Gogglebox and Takeaway and all that. And it's just like a funny book, hopefully, because when I did Gogglebox, it was as if I was inviting people into like the house to have a cup of tea with us. And when people read this book, I just hope that it's as if I'm just sat next to them on the couch with a cup of tea, and it's just like I'm having a chat.
But you say, I mean, and there are funny bits in it, absolutely. And it's a wonderful story. And it's the kind of story that I think we all love, that, you know, somebody who was completely unknown and just had something about them has made it. Aww. And we love those stories, don't we? And you're so likable and popular in this, you know, you were absolutely going to run away with the jungle. But there are bits that really aren't funny, aren't there? There are bits that are really quite tough for you to remember and talk about.
I've written the book myself, so I would, the hard bits, like actually opening up about having anxiety and panic attacks, I kept going back to the laptop and then deleting it and then writing it again and then ringing my mum and crying and saying, am I being too honest? Am I ready to like talk about this? Because it'll open a whole can of worms. And then I'd write it again and then delete it. But I just felt like if I didn't talk about it, then I would regret it, because by opening up, it releases the stigma attached to it, and hopefully people don't feel alone. Anyone that is suffering with that as well thinks, oh, well, if Scarlett can talk about it and it's got better, then maybe I should talk about it. And obviously I spoke about my dad with his cancer and my Bell's palsy and everything. I just felt like I wanted people to know that life isn't all smiles and giggles. Like, yeah. You do go through some bad times. But as my dad always says, because when bad things happen, it's like you're getting rubbed by sandpaper and you end up being polished.
Aww.
Oh, I like
so
that.
I always try and remember that when
God,
things are going bad.
Your dad's a poet.
I didn't even know it.
I might even cry.
Yeah, I know, but it's the kind of thing we need to hear, isn't it, Leanne, right now? Times are a little bit tough in old Glass Towers. But, you know, that's so interesting, because I think as I get older, what I've learned is that even when you're having a really terrible time, you can still have quite a nice day. You can still be going through something terrible and still find yourself laughing hysterically at something at one. You know what I mean? I think that it's, I'm going to sound so cliched now, but it's such a tapestry. And I think if you're always chasing absolute happiness, you're never going to get it. But if you can find it within the ups and downs.
I saw someone get hit by a seagull today. Not a seagull, a pigeon. Sorry.
A seagull, I was going to say, they'll be knocked out.
And that made me laugh.
That doesn't. I hope that person is all right.
Never fine.
Wow. Where was that?
I didn't see that coming.
No, but that made me smile this morning. It was just walking along the road.
Was the person who got hit smiling? Did he laugh it off?
He laughed it off.
That's all right.
If you're looking to cheer Leanne Bailey up, she's out for people suffering gross, embarrassing personal injuries out there
in
the street.
Don't pretend you wouldn't have laughed.
I'm so glad you weren't there the day I tripped over in my own trousers and ended up in hospital. You would have been lolling at that.
Yeah, I would have been.
Yeah. Because it really hurt as well.
Aww.
Yeah,
I'm not laughing at the fact that happened. I'm laughing at you.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm strong. I can carry on. But tell me, I know that you talk a lot about the bullying years in your book as well. Was that difficult to write about, or was that cathartic in a way?
That was almost like therapy. Like, I felt like that actually, it made me realise how much I'd grown, because when I was writing it, it actually didn't upset us anymore. Like, I just felt like, because for a long time, because I changed schools because I couldn't really handle the bullying and I really wanted to actually get GCSEs, and I thought if I stay at this school I'll not get any. And for ages I thought, oh, I've let them win, because I sort of, in my head, I'd run away, but actually I hadn't. I realised that I'd won, because I wasn't letting them upset us anymore, and I did get the grades and I was happy. And I think overall, just happiness is the winner. You don't have to sort of fight back or anything. Just live your life and be happy. And
have you let yourself, you know, Scarlett Moffat, huge celebrity, queen of the jungle, story extraordinaire, have you let yourself have a little two fingers up moment when you think about those people?
I mean, I don't know if you heard, but I met one of the bullies in a local Asda, and the said,
what the hell were you doing in the local Asda? That's not for the likes of you anymore, Scarlett.
It is. I love Asda. Or if I ever went to Waitrose, my mum would slap us. So I'll stick with Asda.
There'd be everyone would be like, she's changed. She's gone to Waitrose.
Yeah, no, I'd be like, no. So it was in Asda and this girl came up and she was like, oh, hi. She was awful. She was like sort of the tribe leader.
She was the Regina George.
She was the Regina George with the burn book. She was awful. She came up to me and was like, oh, hiya, Scarlett. How are you? And I was like, hello. And she said, oh, my kids think I'm really cool because I'm friends with...
Oh,
and I went,
what?
Friends? And I, honestly, I'm the most calm person ever. Like, I'm almost too laid back. I get in trouble for it sometimes. But I was like, we were never friends. Like, how dare you use that word? And I said, I hope that your kids never meet anyone like you were at school. And I dropped my basket.
Yes.
It was like a mic drop moment. I dropped my basket and I strutted out of Asda.
And did you see any reaction or...
No, just a lot of people looking like, what's just happened there? She's dropped her basket.
So that's going to be like the big crescendo moment in the film of the book.
Oh, yeah. Who would play you?
Oh, I don't know, really. Who would play
It's got to be you, mate.
Oh, yeah.
You're inimitable.
If not, I do look a bit, if you stick a wig on Alan Carr, we could swap heads, so I would maybe have Alan.
Well, as attractive and delightful as Alan is, that's just not true.
Okay.
It's not true. My God.
Only you could play you.
I'm friends on social media with my Regina George.
Ooh,
and
what?
I think, I don't know, I wonder if you'll get to this stage. I'm so at peace with it. I'm not saying that this is what you should do, but for me, it was just, I kind of look back and realize we were all little teenage twerps. And so... I think I've kind of got to a forgiving place because I thought, you know, we're all just kids, you know. So,
I've forgiven them. I don't think I'll ever forget.
Yeah,
but I've forgiven
absolutely.
Them because I just think life's too short, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, you know, and you've got to get on with, you know, My Life Story Part 2. What's next?
I mean, that would be in another, 50 years or
something? No. I think about another 27, you know, with this track record.
Every 27.
I mean, things happen to you, don't they?
I mean, it's a bit crazy. It is. I'm just lucky. It's mad. Like before.
Don't do that.
No, honestly, like before, like 5 years ago, before that, I wouldn't even be able to win a raffle. And now I feel like all the good luck's now coming later in my life.
Well, it's, you know, I think that a lot of people make their good luck by being talented. Now, My Life Story's out now. Is that right?
So, it is.
Yes. So
in all good reading, not just Asda. You don't just have to go to your local Asda.
Be careful. You never know who you might run into in Asda. I might go to Waterstones for mine, but then I'm just very, very posh. I'm sorry. Are you ready to do a bit of Hey, It's Okaying, Scarlett?
I am.
Have you heard the podcast before?
I have.
Oh, isn't she? She's a team player, man.
We like this.
So basically we sort of take really, really, really important stuff and just solve grave world problems. Yeah. I mean, why the UN hasn't called us?
I don't know.
I don't know, but... They're going to want to hear this.
Yes.
Is it okay to wear a slogan t-shirt if you don't really believe in or even understand what the hell the slogan's going on about?
Well, I am here to say it is okay. It's fine. Don't feel bad.
Very good news for me.
I have loads and loads of band t-shirts of like AC/DC, Ozzy Osbourne.
Please don't tell me you don't know who they are.
I know they are, but I could not tell you one song. So then I put a picture on Instagram and everyone's like, oh, what's your favourite song? And I'm like, I don't know, I just like the print.
Maybe start Googling that before you do that.
But then it's lies I've got a really bad memory. So then I think if you tell lies, you've got to be able to remember them. So then if I start saying, oh, I'm a massive fan of AC/DC, one time I'll be doing an interview and someone will be like, oh, I knew. And I'm like, no.
Or they'll start playing the song. I know you love this. And you'll be like, what? Yeah. What about you, Leanne?
I love a slogan too. The last one I think I wore was, he's 100% my type on paper, based on the whole Love Island thing.
Yeah.
And I don't even have a boyfriend. So yeah, so I can't exactly say that makes any sense whatsoever.
But that's
that
good,
literally
you can
makes
just...
no sense, that
exactly.
T-shirt.
Exactly. Yeah.
But you can go and just sit next to random people at a bus stop.
I could do, why?
And like, as in, who's your type? And just be have you read what my t-shirt says?
Yeah, let's do that. Like, flash open my jacket.
No, it's too... Okay. Oh, right, yeah, I thought you meant flash. Oh, flash.
She really wants a boyfriend.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I love a slogan too, but I'm with you, Scarlett. I don't know many bands, and ACDC top would have no meaning to me whatsoever.
Tell me if you think there's an age limit on slogan tees, because my husband definitely thinks so. I've got a hashtag on Instagram called Clothes My Husband Hates, and nothing brings out the vitriol more than me putting on what he calls one of your funky mum / young person's t-shirts. And so, and he probably has a point that when I wear a t-shirt that says radical, it's probably not somebody actually radical. They probably wouldn't do that. And he's just always got a little quip for whatever t-shirt I've got.
We live for his quips.
I don't think there's an age limit.
Well, you have to say that, don't you?
No, I don't have to say that. Honestly, yeah. I think just, unless it says something stupid.
Well, I don't, you know, I probably wouldn't buy one in Topshop, you know. I mean, it's all that sort of like, I don't know, I can't even, I'm not even going to say like any sort of like phrases that you might come across on Snapchat or something. I'm probably not going to be blazoning across
like,
my chest.
Treat yourself or something like that.
Oh, see, or like treat dab. Yourself. Oh, yeah. What's that?
Hashtag dab.
Oh, why is this? Sometimes just when, if I really want to shut my daughter up, all I have to do is dab.
Love
it
that.
Really, really upsets her. I don't understand why that's such a radically thing to do.
Are you being really extra, Jo?
I'm always totally extra.
What does that mean?
In my house, it's not a compliment.
I love extra. It is my new favourite word. I see it as being like extra, over the top, like when you look really fab and you've gone all out. I'm being extra.
No, in my daughter's eyes, it's being unnecessary. Like, oh, my teacher, she's so extra. She's sort of like, you know, she came in and she gave us all this extra homework, and it's just, oh, she's extra. So if I get called extra, it's not.
I am not with it at all. Like, I'm really not.
And you're the young one.
I know. Like, my little sister's only 11 as well, and she kept saying all the time, oh, you're a hot mess. Now, I thought that this was a good thing.
And me.
So then I was like, oh, yeah, I'm a hot. No, apparently just actually means you're a mess.
You're a state.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what it does mean. But I mean, I probably would wear a t-shirt that says hot mess, because I think that's apt.
No, it's not.
It is for me, yeah. Yeah, definitely the current mood. Hashtag current mood. Oh, no, it's just hashtag mood, isn't it? I'm going to stop talking. So, I do have, you know, going to be being really posh. This is like me being all Waitrose again. I've got a few Bella Freud slogan tees. Get me.
Yeah, no Primark numbers for Jo.
No. And I've got one that says the pop group. And I just thought that was, because she kind of does these, you know, she just comes up with phrases that she thinks are cute. I've had this conversation with her. She said, oh, I just thought that sounded nice. So I just thought that was another one of those. And my husband said to me, you don't know who the pop group is, do you? And that's when the first I heard that it was.
Was that an actual band?
Apparently so. Do you know this cat?
Literally never heard of them before.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah.
Maybe he was pulling your leg.
No, it's because then I Googled it and it is a thing. It's a nice jumper though. So I'm just going to keep wearing.
And I feel like lots of my friends, especially, wear slogan t-shirts that say like feminist, and they're not.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And like, I'm always having chats with them about this, and I feel like they're not.
But what do you think makes them not a feminist?
Because they. They're just very set in the ways, and they're still sort of living in the 1950s.
They want the doors open for them, and
I won't name them.
Like, no, no.
Little things like they think that men should like pay for like meals out and stuff, and that they make the food for when they get home. And I'm like, oh no.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I think I want to live in a world where everyone but me pays, man or woman.
That'd be the ideal,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what that makes me, but yeah.
It's dingy.
Yeah. Get a t-shirt with that
That's
on.
Fine.
Stingy.
Well, I'm going to be very broke soon. So, you know, if you want to buy me lunch, I'm there.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken.
Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And now for something completely different. Halloween. Ooh. I don't know why I said it like that. Is it okay to be all like just shamelessly American about Halloween? I think Britain kind of gave up a few years ago being all refusenik about it, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. I think then pumpkin spice latte came and then we were all like, woo, it's Halloween.
Yeah. I just think people want more cheery stuff, right? And it doesn't, it's, you know, sometimes Christmas can be so stressful.
Yeah.
So pressured, so political, so commercial. Well, Halloween's commercial, but I don't know. It's kind of like the holiday that you don't have to go and spend time with people you don't want to spend time with. Do you know what I mean?
That's, it's
like,
true.
Yeah. There's no family really involved in Halloween. I think that's where that comes into
The thing that I love about Halloween, and I'm going to sound really bad here, is because I dress quite conservative all the time and never really have like cleavage shown and stuff. Halloween, you can have it all out and no one cares. Like, no one can look at you as if you're a bad person. You can literally walk out with nipple tassels on and cat ears and no one bats an eyelid.
I honestly think everyone in my street would sign a petition to stop me doing exactly that. What's your best Halloween costume?
I go as a cat every year. Different kind of cats.
Okay.
I once went as
You could go
Day
as this cat.
As
We've
well.
Got cat brown. Yeah. You might have to grow a little bit, but yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. I can wear just very high heels.
Yeah. Massive platforms. Yeah. Big ginger wig. Done.
No, but I once went as Day of the Dead, but I love just like dressing up and stuff.
It's so much fun. I love dressing up on the Halloween.
Yeah, and like,
but I need a party. That's what you need. It's a real good party where you walk in and they've made a massive effort. I need to have it.
I've never been to a Halloween party.
Oh my gosh.
Ever.
What?
I've spent the last few years leading my daughter around trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
She's now just, she's having her everything childish is so totally lame. It's extra. It's just like, So they're all sort of embarrassed about Halloween now. They're having that weird self-conscious tweeny phase.
Oh.
So now, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do this Halloween. I mean, dress up the dog? That's good.
I dressed mine as a hot dog last year. She's a chihuahua, yeah.
Yeah, I've got a tiny dog and she wears a little skeleton costume that glows in the dark.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, she doesn't like it.
The last 3 years I've been very appreciative of being invited to Jonathan Ross's Halloween party.
Oh, here we go.
That's the one. I'm so jealous.
I'm sure we won't mind.
I'm so jealous.
It's so cool. Like, it has like a maze. And, like, there's, like, loads of actors and stuff in it and you go around. And, like, last year it was, like, Stranger Things and then there was the actual monsters from Alien and you run through it. Oh, my God, it's amazing.
And so what did you wear to that one?
So one year I went as a Cheshire Cat and my friend went as the Mad Hatter. Shocker cat. And then the year before that I went as Day of the Dead and my friend did all, like, crystals on my face. So it was, like, a unicorned unicorn.
So like a sexy zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to have a bit of cleavage on.
What if you've got no cleavage? What should I do?
Contour it on. It's Halloween. Wear fake ones. Stick plastic ones on. It's fine. It's Halloween. You can do whatever.
I'm trying to think what I would go. I think I would end up, because I'm just not sexy, I'd probably end up going as something really stupid and ironic. Do you know what I mean? I'd probably go as like Alan Carr or something. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, Alan Carr last year went as Honey G.
Oh, that is excellent.
Are you sure it wasn't just Honey G?
Well, at first everyone was like, no one knew. Everyone was like, is it? But then we were like, no, it's Alan Carr.
Oh, man.
She's like, it's me, Alan.
Can you just like take loads of videos when you get invited this year?
I just
need to live vicariously for Jonathan Ross's Halloween party. Or maybe I'll stage a rival one.
Oh,
I'll show you Jonathan Ross. Yeah. I'm not quite sure why we've chosen to talk about this one because none of us actually have anything like a personal anecdote. But is it okay to not have the amazing proposal story to tell the grandkids?
I think so.
I want one.
You want an amazing one?
Oh, my God.
Like a movie.
Like the movies, yeah, like Sweet Home Alabama. I want Tiffany's. I want like an airplane in the sky saying like, will you marry me? I want it all. Like I want fireworks, literal fireworks.
How are you going to make sure that you get that?
Drop hints.
I mean, I first need to find the boyfriend. So yeah, this is going to be a struggle. But come back to me in like 5 years.
So, but would you sort of like just hope that you'd found the guy who would do that? Or would you say, listen, mate, if it's going this way, you need to know. Yeah, here's my demands.
I'd have to go for the extrovert, won't I? Someone who's like, you know, really like, look at me, look at me.
I'm very suspicious of those really demonstrative proposals. I think if there's some sort of like genuine meaning between you two,
that's
really fancy and lovely, but the proposal on the sports stadium jumbotron or the skywriting, I don't know. I think it's overcompensating for something possibly not there.
It's almost like saying, like, look how much we love each other.
Totally. Trying like, to convince yourselves.
Yeah, like my best friend, like I'm godmother to a little boy now and she's happily married and Lum proposed to her. He put a ring on a sausage.
Ooh.
In a sausage sandwich.
Is that code for something or is it an actual
like
sausage?
An actual little skinny sausage with tomato sauce. And give her the sausage sandwich on Christmas Day.
That is romantic.
Next to the tree.
I actually think that's really cute.
I do.
Yeah. And he went, oh, careful, there's a few crunchy bits in. So she lifted the bread bun and seen the ring and he was on one knee.
Oh, it's so cute.
It does make me wonder. I do wonder how many engagement rings have been accidentally swallowed nestled in with the sorbet.
Oh, so many.
Yeah. I mean, don't you think?
I wonder if your ring out.
I wonder if anyone's had to have their beautiful new engagement ring Heimlich manoeuvred out of themselves. And said, now that that's out the way, will you marry me?
I have actually said to Luke, oh, this makes me sound evil, but no, I do actually sound evil. The days that you can't propose to me.
Ooh, what are those?
So, Valentine's Day.
Here's my cycle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day, my birthday, New Year's Day, Christmas Day, Halloween. Any day that's a day, Martin Luther King Day. Any day that's already a day on the calendar, that can't be it.
Would it be better for you to say, here's the day that I would like you to, I mean,
probably,
you know, give the guy a bit of a roadmap, you know? Yeah.
I just think it's already a day. So I want to have like a whole separate day to celebrate. Like, this is when we got engaged.
Yeah.
My day would have to be if I had my nails painted. If I didn't have my nails painted, I'd be like, no, this can't happen.
Look, I've been married a long time, very happily. I've got the most sort of, I mean, you would hate my marriage story. Look, I don't even have an engagement ring.
Well,
I don't even have one. We were very poor when we got together. We were very, you know, we're journalists for crying out loud. And I think I can't really even exactly remember the details, but, and I'm sure I've told this story before on here, so just fast forward a bit, guys, if you've heard it before. But my mother-in-law said something like, oh, do you think you guys will ever get married? And he had such a violent sort of fuck off mum reaction that I didn't speak to him for hours. I mean, I was furious at just the way I think he was a bit embarrassed in case I didn't want to get married or something. So he was telling his mum to shut up. And then we were sort of like catching the train back and I still hadn't spoken to him. And then after a while he said, well, look, all right, do you want to get married or not then? And that was how we got engaged.
Beautiful.
I've got a tear in my eye.
I know. I mean,
that's beautiful. And my mum and dad were engaged for 26 years.
Wow.
Why the rush?
Exactly. My mum said I just wanted to make sure he was the right one for me. Yeah. And then they got married 3 years ago.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh. And was it really special?
The wedding was, but the proposal wasn't. That was the same. Like, they just ordered a takeaway. They'd been to the local pub. They ordered a takeaway. And then my dad said, oh, do you fancy getting married?
I just think that when you've got the right person, you find the romantic moments in the things that aren't the really contrived romantic moments. And I think I'm going to sound really sort of like pointy finger, but okay. I would be careful, Leanne, of like, oh, I really want... I worry about the relationships where when it starts like that, the only way to go is to boring.
I've just got to stop watching rom-coms. That's what I've got to do.
I'm not actually on the podcast, but I'm going to leap in here because I've actually taken part in a surprise proposal.
Oh.
I used to sing an a cappella pop choir.
This is Kat Brown, everybody.
Hello.
Glamour social media editor and podcast producer.
But and we got hired to sing at this guy's proposal, which was in front of the Houses of Parliament on Parliament Green in front of about like 1,000 people. And everything was going really nicely until a drunk came up just as he was about to propose.
Oh my God.
At which point everybody looked panicked. And because I was sort of conducting and singing at the same time, so I basically had to go and strong arm this drunk away from what was happening.
Oh, I love that.
So he didn't ruin it. But yeah,
see,
so that
too
was
much
stressful.
Pressure. Yeah. Too much pressure if it's extravagant.
And is it on video, you strong-arming the drunk man?
It was mercifully amazing.
That could go viral.
That was so bad.
Put that in slow-mo.
She said yes, so that was great.
Oh, well, that's nice. It's quite like saying no in front of an audience.
But that's exactly what I was just about to say. It really, that's what really stresses me out about those things, especially the Jumbotron people. Yeah. I just think, well, you're not going to say no, are you? So what if you not. Feel, sometimes I do feel like, there's a passive-aggressive element to that.
Yeah, I
don't know. So just have a big fight on the train and you two will be married blissfully 20 years later.
Aww.
That's what I would say. Hello, darling Ross. So, yes, I have to say, I am happily married. But, you know, we're not Jumbotron people.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
And look how happy is our
now. What's your dream scenario?
Well, I mean, now I'm going to sound the complete opposite because I've just said that. I love Disney.
Oh.
So it would be in front of the Disney castle.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's quite extravagant though, isn't it?
With no, Minnie Mouse ears on.
But if that means something to you, I think that's really gorgeous, yeah. And if he knows that about you, then that's sort of like some
if
sort of
listening.
Meaning. Yeah.
Boy.
Well, everybody listens, right?
Yeah,
you'll be
exactly.
Listening.
Lou, yeah. Take note.
Yeah. Scarlett, it has been absolutely a joy to have you on with us today.
You.
We are so looking forward to seeing you in the jungle on, what's it called?
It's Extra Camp.
Extra Camp.
Yeah,
how could I
fun.
Forget that? I mean, it's the most perfectly titled thing I've ever heard. Go and buy me Life Story and just catch up before Scarlett Moffat gets on with the next whirlwind 27 years. Thank you so much for listening and thank you, Leanne Bailey.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.